ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's 1/22/2021. Oh, man. Well, for all the National Guard and the military, you now understand how the politicians, how Pelosi, Schumer, and Biden, okay? One thing that nobody commented on that I've heard yet today, and I've been doing some other stuff, but so somebody may have, but the fact is, Pelosi probably is in charge of that, or possibly even Biden, who's quote unquote the commander in chief. Who was it that turned their back on the motorcade the other day? After they were trying to send the FBI in and every other EIEIO in to vet all the National Guard for white men, white supremacists, for Trump supporters, all right? Like that ignorant Cohen guy, the guy from Tennessee, the politician. Well, 75% of them are white men, and they didn't vote for Biden. So after all of that, they kind of turned their back on the motorcade. Well, guess what? Somebody turned their back on the National Guard, didn't they? And they threw them into a parking garage. And that's all you're supposed to do is breathe fumes. You got two stalls for a bathroom for 5,000 men and women. And probably got to use your... one of your pieces of equipment for the toilet paper because they probably didn't have enough. And the fact of the matter is that a lot of these people haven't even changed their clothes in 2 or 3 days. But guess what? President Trump offered them his hotel. Offered them his hotel to sleep in or to utilize. But I'm just trying to tell you, they ain't figured out who called the shot on who told the Capitol Police, oh, it wasn't them, it was, oh, blah, blah, blah. But the Capitol Police were told that's basically Pelosi's deal. Pelosi basically runs the show on a lot of that, but Biden sure didn't salute the Marines, did he? Even though he was told in his little earbud, salute the Marines, and then Biden just goes, salute the Marines. He's like a goofball. So this is going to get increasingly turned up and turned up and up and up, okay? And it's going to get worse. It's not going to get any better, but I'm going to tell you, in the midst of it all, you can understand this, that there's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. And what he will do for you is to promise you, if you were to die and lose your life, you'd have an everlasting life with him in heaven. If you repent of your sins, ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. But he also has given you other promises. Go read John 14, you know. Read about the faith of the mustard seed. Read about how he gave you power, dominion over the serpents, scorpions, the power of the evil one, all right? So, we have a lot to think about and to look up for. But in the meantime, tribulations are real. The great tribulation is real. We're in the beginning of sorrows, but I think we're starting to head past that, and all it's going to take is one large, big thing. Or two. And the fact is, ladies and gentlemen, you're seeing some things that are quite interesting. For instance, I'm going to point this out. If you look at the Secret Service agent, allegedly a Secret Service agent, allegedly, the main guy that was protecting Biden at the inauguration and after the inauguration at the various events, because you see him in the background or you see him up close, he's the body man. But the main guy looks to be, and I say alleged Secret Service agent, because we also know that Biden hired a, or somebody hired for Biden, a private security firm to protect him during the inauguration. Oh, I wonder who put the money up for that. But the fact is, here's what I'm going to say. If he's a Secret Service, that's fine. But I'm just saying he's alleged Secret Service because he is with the other Secret Service and in the detail. But, let me ask you this question. Why is it that Biden has a Chinese Secret Service man as his body man, as his main protector at the time of the inauguration? At the very least, that signals to Red China, or Red China is signaling other people, you see, Red China Joe, he stole the show. And we gave $1.5 billion to his son, Hunter, don't you know? Red China Joe stole the show. But why does he have an alleged Secret Service man? It could be the private, could be he's replaced the Secret Service with a private security firm for his body man, all right? But he's Chinese. So the fact is, ladies and gentlemen, I think that's a very interesting telltale. The other thing that I would tell you that is quite interesting, and thanks to a friend in Maine, God bless you up there, and all the Maine maniacs, even the Massachusetts Maine maniacs are back in Maine, or maybe they're in Massachusetts still, but whatever. To all the Maine maniacs, and to a lot of other people out there as well. But in India, the Serum Institute of India in Pune had a big, huge fire. Well, India's been doing pretty good at vaccinating their people, as well as a 1.5 whatever billion people state, 1.2, 1.3, whatever it is now, billion person state is vaccinating. And then, but man, look at this. The Serum Institute in a huge big fire, just burning up. They're the largest vaccine maker in India, all right, and one of the largest in the world. So, who has been at war recently and still is? Fighters on the line right across from each other and hypersonic missiles poised to launch on each other. Naval vessels contesting each other. Red China and India. And then Red China with their proxy Pakistan and India. And then it didn't take too long for old Biden to put a column of U.S. troops into Syria out of Iraq. But meanwhile, Pelosi and the people there, they want to keep 10 to 14,000 National Guard right there in the mall to protect them, okay? And meanwhile, they have their secret police, the Antifa, and the BLM, let me tell you some people, those are going to be the unity police, all right? They're going to be the unity police. They're going to filter them in to different things, even if they have to give them new identities, you see. But it won't make any difference because they're going to come where 75 million people. They don't think they are, or you might not think they are, but they're going to come and they're already coming. It's Dr. Simone Gold, who was an anti or was, you know, critical of the CDC. FBI broke her door down in Beverly Hills. Took her out of there. Allegedly, she was at the Capitol building, but she went in with the group where the people let the people, where the Capitol Police let the people into the building. And there were some that's what they did. But she was critical of the CDC and what have you. Center for Disease Creation, right? So there's a lot of stuff going on. So you FBI breaks into this home. You see, I'll tell you what. Solzhenitsyn's porch. Solzhenitsyn's downstairs hall. I may read that again. I may read that 5 times during the show tonight because it's that important to understand. Because what they're operating under now, and they're about ready to spring this, you see, it's what I told you last night. They're operating under the 12 October 2008 Domestic Insurgency and Declaration of Martial Law. But you see, they don't have to take anything out in the newspaper and tell you, because they already did it and Bush did it. W. Bush. And he invoked over 500 different executive orders and presidential decision directives, and a lot of that got taken up into this Army document. And that's what they're going to do, is to do a counterinsurgency against the American people. Counterinsurgency. That's why they're using the term insurgency. What that was a intelligence operation, allegedly. And we even allegedly saw Haspel on the grounds of the Capitol with the fake Trump stuff on. Picture of her, Hal Turner had a picture, I believe, did he not? So, if you dress up Antifa and you got him on tape and you got a guy up there in the thing handing out the big long poles to break the windows and other weapons, and then you got the two guys who come out of there, and they got the gray hoodies on, and they're special ops, which General McInerney showed you. And they said, we're not here to be Antifa, okay? And they go right down past everybody on the stairs, and they're not Trump people. They're not Antifa people. They're not Antifa people wearing Trump hats, and they're not hired actors. People with a business, okay? People with something to do and to get done. And they got it done. Yet they're now charging this young girl with taking Pelosi's laptop, okay? So there's a lot of fog of war still. And I'm still hearing how, you know, Trump has got one more last chance and this and that and the other. Well, let me tell you something. I believe it when I see it. This is part of the game. You're just about ready to win the lottery, you know. Just put, you know, I'll tell you what. Why don't you send the money to the Nigerian prince who's trying to help you, you know. And he'll put it in the lottery for you. And you're just almost there to win the billion dollar prize, you know. Just send it to the Nigerian princes, right, that are on the internet asking you for it. I'm telling you, people, it's the fog of war. It's the game where you don't know all the stuff what's going on, and it's hard to find out. because most people are not saying a word. And a lot of people are being kept out of loops, all right? And then meanwhile, the entire law enforcement powers of the United States and the intelligence community are being directed at the enemies, they say, the enemies of the people, the enemies of the United States are the people of the United States. This is what it was about. Trading with the Enemy Act of 1917, as I've mentioned to you several times, that in the legal parlance, and you can look it up and you can define your words, you can go get the law dictionary, what is it, Blacks or whatever, the law dictionary, and you can take a look and define your terms and all of that in there, and what you'll find is that the Trading with the Enemy Act of 1917 declared the people of the United States, citizens, as enemies of the United States, okay? And then the Trading with the Enemy Act of 1917, as amended 1933, established the state of emergency. And did you hear Biden talk about the state of emergency on TV today? State of emergency. FEMA's going to get involved, he said, with the COVID, right? Now you got United Airlines allegedly saying that it's going to be mandatory for any of their employees, they got to take the vaccine. So you're going to have them take the vaccine so that they can have an operating system for uploading changes to the genetic structure. And don't you know, I'm going to tell you something. They've identified, they think, a part of the brain that they could put in some then genetic stuff to alter it, to make you forget about God, forget about Jesus, you see. And that is interesting because we're now talking about Marco the Beast, and you're either going to have the passport. You want to get into the Super Bowl? Oh, you got to have a COVID passport, right? You want to go to this place? You want to go to that place? Oh, you can go. No problem. You can go to the fancy resort. You got your vaccination papers, baby? Papers, please. Papeles. Papers. And the Unity Police, I predict, will be the Antipas and the BLM. They're the Unity Police, you know. But then, just like Hitler did, he had a lot of police agencies vying for the power to establish the order and to kill their enemies. Well, now they're going to kill and come for 75 million people to deprogram you, to put you in the re-education camp. Well, that's right out of Mao's book, isn't it not? And, oh, yeah, you've got to lament and you got to get on the public pillory and say, oh, I deny, you know, this and I deny that. And then you're going to make you listen to me. We're going to make you try and deny Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. And they're going to appeal to you to appeal to better angels. Like I said last night, if you didn't listen, that this better angels theme, what they're talking about is not the angels that we think about or the archangels, or what they're talking about is fallen angels. Those are the ones that people like Commissar Kamala and Red China Joe worship. The fallen angels who allow you to be supposedly a good Catholic or what have you, and then you're 100% for abortion to kill babies. That doesn't square up, does it? So now you got the FBI going and arresting all these people. And they didn't even tell her what the charges were when they arrested her. Broke down the door in Beverly Hills. Well, I'm going to tell you what. Maybe I ought to just read it, you know? Maybe I ought to just read it. This is a quote from Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn, who the tyrannical communists in Russia and the Soviet Union, when they arrested about a quarter of the people in old Leningrad or St. Petersburg and threw them into the gulags in Siberia and killed millions, millions. Is that what you want to start doing there, Ray Ray, and whoever is now in charge of the DNI and all of this stuff? And here's what Solzhenitsyn had to say about the Soviet communists and how we burned the camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if during periods of mass arrest, as for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door or at every step on the staircase, but had understood they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand, the organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt if we didn't love freedom enough. And even more, we had no awareness of the real situation. Then we purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterwards. Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn is a quote by him. Now, let me just look here for a second and let me see what old Thomas Jefferson had to say, you know? Oh, Declaration of Independence. I guess that's an insurgents document. Well, you know what? It was against the king, wasn't it? It was against old King George, wasn't it? So when they tell you to shut up and all this is no good and that's no good, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, let me talk about that first, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. And that whenever any form, oh boy, I got a repeating record here, of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, who stole the show, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. I believe Thomas Jefferson wrote that, or maybe Jefferson and somebody else. Oh, they call it, guess what that is? That's part of the Declaration of Independence, which was the declaring of independence in an insurgency, King George would have called it. Rebels, rebellion, okay? But that's the first law of the land right there. That's the first law of the land. So you never forget that. Here's what old Truman had to say. Once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, like we need to cancel, we need to re-educate, we need to deprogram 75 million Trump supporters. 75 million Trump supporters, you see. And if necessary, put them into re-education camps. Once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, it has only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. Harry S. Truman, who was a Democrat, right? So, old Biden and the boys and girls and Commissar Kamala and the transgender health and education person and all the different EIEIOs, Nixon, Blixen, and Wixen, or what, Blicken and Blanken and Blingen, or whatever his name is. Well, don't you know he's going to open up Red China back up, you see? So you get rid of the Serum Institute in India. So then that means that they want no vaccines for India, you see? Or they want to sell them the Chinese vaccine, or they want to sell them the Pfizer or Moderna or Johnson & Johnson, whatever it is. But very interesting fire. It reminds me of a lot of explosions of chemical plants and recycling plants in the Houston area and down in Texas, doesn't it? All the friends in there and around Houston and out a little bit ways from it, but still very looking at it from the railroad standpoint and such. It's the same type of operation. So, I'm telling you, there's things that you can do. I noticed two things. They took off the crawl, as Tucker Carlson pointed out last night. They took the crawl off of CNN of how many COVID cases and how many COVID deaths. You know, Biden didn't get the message, and today he's talking about all that again. Because they got to use that, right? They got to use that stuff for you, right? That's their end to get you out, right? That's their little end to give power to all the governors and all the shitbirds, okay? But you see, if we're already under that new executive order that Obama did, you know, the military governors, then that probably means that FEMA, as Biden is invoking and calling up, that we're under an emergency government of FEMA of the regional capitals. What do you got? 10 of them, right? Look up the FEMA regional capitals and find out who's you're under. Find out where they're located. See what they have to say. They have websites and stuff. Find out who the FEMA governor is for that particular capital. All right? And I'm going to tell you this. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines. Well, Biden's talking about everybody's got to buy food. There's so many people hungry. Well, Joe, when you're going to raise the oil price, the electricity price, the natural gas price, and everybody's going to have to spend more to run their car to try to get to the work where they don't work. Then the cost inputs into the food, regardless for increased demand anyway, the prices are going to go way up, and you're going to get more of it. And then, Joe, you just fired 11 to 14,000 people, at least directly working on the XL pipeline, and then you ruined an entire Alberta's economy in Canada. And then with your deal with the Plan Putsy and Perry, yay Perry, because you also at the same day, you put in protections for the LGBTQ XYZ 454379s, okay? But oh, if you're a heterosexual male and white, you're a Caucasian, even if you're one of those black or Hispanic or Asian Trump supporters who are all white supremacists, you know. Yes, I'm being facetious. Yes, it's satirical. But the point is taken. So, heaven forbid if you're that, but if you got the pink garter belt, jockstrap, and you're a hoochie coo woman or man or whatever you're doing, and you worship Lucy, Lucifer the Lightbringer, oh boy, you know. Bring it all on, you know, dance the little dance. We all rise, you know, all that bullshit. That is the awakening of the devil's people, the black awakening, like Sue Bradley and others have talked about. Sue wrote a very beautiful thing about that years ago. Very instructive. So, those are all the beginning of sorrows. And then, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Lord Jesus wants you to endure to the end. You need to do the things, and he gives you a prescription. Well, let me, before I say that to you, he wants you to endure to the end, all right? For then shall be great tribulation. Verse 21, Matthew 24, red letters. For then there shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time. No, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. But the elect is not everybody who says they're the elect. The elect are those whose names are written in the Lord Jesus' and Our Father in Heaven's Book of Life. The ones that the names that you got on the record, that you believe and that Lord Jesus is your Savior. And what does he tell you? He goes right over to Matthew 25, doesn't he? And behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. You know, that would be equity, you know. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy it for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they were ready and went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. But you see, we do know about the beginning of sorrows and how it's beginning, and we're already there. How do I know we're there? Because Lord Jesus, in the red letters in Matthew 24, tells me we're there. So, yeah, we got to start the war up in Syria, get the Gog, G-O-G, Magog, war going. Biden will do it. And meanwhile, he's got a guy telling him everything to do in his ear. You know, the NSA perfected all that, DARPA and the NSA, and they put bone implants in behind, they put it sometimes in behind the bone of the ear. You also can use planting a neurobone and do it that way, skin conductivity through the bones and the tissue, but I think that somebody's got one either in his ear or a permanent implant, but the problem is, they got, what's your frequency? Remember old... the old New York... Dan Rather. You remember when he got goopy or something, said, what's your frame or your frequency, Ralph, or whatever, when he got into a little bit of a problem and had a little head trouble, remember? But somebody is jacking with the frequencies, and it's coming out onto the microphones, coming out into the systems of the recordings, the official recordings of the Biden apotheosis. Okay? I don't think he's apotheosis, but CNN thinks he is, and all of Biden's people think he is. But the fact is, ladies and gentlemen, is that somebody is in his ear telling him what to do. Salute the Marines. And then like a knucklehead, he don't salute, but he says, salute the Marines. He just repeats what they say to him, I guess. And no wonder sometimes where he can't figure out what it is, but sometimes, on the other hand, he'll put his finger, left finger up to his ear, and he tells him to turn up the volume because he can't hear him, or to tell him what he needs to hear. Or he puts his finger up to his eye like an old-fashioned cop, an old-fashioned mob deal, where you tell him, you know, you put it up to the eye, see what I want you to see. So they're playing a game with a puppet, all right? With the little hurdy-gurdy man, you know? But at the same time, under the guise of one thing, he wants to abort everybody, and he wants to go after 75 million Americans. I'm going to tell you something you could do. You could do this. You could get a postcard. Get a regular postcard that's open. Not, you know, just doesn't have to be anything else. Just get a regular postcard for whatever they are, a quarter, or whatever they are these days. Maybe more, I don't know what they are. And get yourself, what was the MAGA hat color? Red. Get yourself a red pen or a red, you know, rollerball marker or whatever. And you write on there without using anything bad or any kind of thing. You write in big block print. Because, you know, if you use block print, they think you're crazy. That's one of the telltales when they start the FBI and all the anti-terrorists start to hear chatter, 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 chatter. Oh, will he use big block print, you know, capital letters. Oh, yeah. I've always used them online because it's faster for me to type and I can see it better. Without the little, you know, the little cheater glasses, you know, the little 1.5s or 1.75s or whatever that you got to look over your nose to see the screen, but then you need them for reading. What you can do then is you can say a number of things. You can say 75 million will not be deprogrammed. That's all you need to say. Send that to Mitch McConnell. Send it to Schumer, Pelosi, McCarthy, who I think is weak, by the way, because he's still from California. And Devin Nunes, I would like him. McCarthy, I ain't sure about. Power structure. Pelosi, Gavin, and two or three others run the California. Always have the Brown family. And you want to know who the real fascists are, anyway. Are the communist Cheka, KGB, NKVD. That's who they are out there, Pelosi and all of them. But you can write 75 million will not be deprogrammed. Send it to Mitch McConnell. Send it to Ron McDaniel, all right? Head of the Republican Party. Because you see, they've got it figured out. They're going to cut you out. You're going to go along with them anyway because you wouldn't vote for any of the Democrats, and that they can then do their crap that they've been doing for all these years until Trump taught them how to win everything again and to get something going and to do something and at the same time back him off, nail ISIS, kill Soleimani, get the lowest unemployment rates for African Americans, for Hispanics, for Asians, for women, the lowest overall rates we'd seen in years, and to saw real wages grow for the first time since probably about 1977 or something, or 74 maybe, when the Arab oil embargo was strong in 72, 73, 74. And we went from 26, 27, 9 for a gallon of regular to $1.50, you know, in about a year or two. So now Biden wants to jack that up and then jig your booty, old jig your booty. Buttigieg. South Bend's little sad sack in the sack with other sad sacks. Jig your booty wants to put on like a 50-cent a gallon gas tax on top of what the price of oil and gasoline will then be. And then the Paris Peace Accord, everybody's electrical bill goes up 20% or more. Do you remember when Obama was closing down coal-fired plants? He even closed plants in Texas, and Texas for years had an almost impenetrable electric grid that even if the overall grid went down, Texas would still stay up, baby. That ain't true anymore. It had come closer, but it ain't true. You see what's going to happen? Another thing you could write on that thing. 70 in red ink, now red MAGA ink, right? 75 million say, do not impeach Trump. All right? Could be another thing you could say. 75 million. They don't like 75. They want to say it's 74 now because 7 and 5 is 12, and that's a power number to them, and they don't like that. They think it's the 12 disciples and Lucifer, okay? The Maundy Thursday high Masonic kind of a gap or lap, okay? But it really is 12 disciples and our Lord Jesus. Because there's power in the blood of Jesus. He came, and the only begotten Son of our Father in heaven came onto this planet, and he died and rose from the dead so that if you believed on him, he would wash your sins away. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. So you could say 75 million. Want freedom of speech, want the right to bear arms, want freedom of the press, whatever it might be. But be nice and just say that. Less is more. And send it as a postcard, not an email. If they start getting bags and bags and bags of these postcards where everybody can see it, and then every postal official, every post office clerk or machine operator sends that on the system, and they look at, man, we're getting a lot of these cards in red ink, postcards, 75 million say. Then they start bringing bags of them to Mitch McConnell, who's going to go ahead and give them their impeachment trial on February the 8th. Because Pelosi's bringing it down Monday. That'd be nothing. 75 million people say, Mr. Republicans, you'd better vote no. All right? Or senators, vote no. But send one of those to each of the big shots, Pelosi, Schumer, McCarthy, McConnell, Mushmouth, all right? Send one to each of them. Send one to your own senator. You know, both of them or one of them, whatever you got. And send one to your representative. Send one to your governor. Send one to your state representative. You see what I'm saying? 75 million will not be deprogrammed. 75 million like the First Amendment, like the Second Amendment. And then you know what else you can do? We're already buying their people are standing in line around the block to buy a firearm. Now there's firearms to buy, but there isn't any ammunition. It's hard to find. You can find some online. You can find some locally, but not much. You might get lucky from time to time. You might also do like the big city boys do. You might also, hey, say I got a $20 ticket to have you, if you'd like to tell me what you got ammunition in the back that you're saving back, and I'd like to buy it. But here's a ticket to have you tell me what you got back there. The ticket. Ticket to the dance. Ladies and gentlemen, here's something else you could do. Buy a firearm. They're tracking all of that. They're tracking ammunition. They track firearm sales, ammunition sales, particularly online and also locally. But you know what else they're tracking? Food purchases, bulk purchases of food, and stock it up. Go out and you don't have your ballot box right now. You don't want to use a cartridge box because if we do, you know, that's a last resort. But under the guidance of Thomas Jefferson and the Declaration of Independence, that's what the Founding Fathers did against King George when they could no longer suffer all of the, you know, crap. And with what's going on today for taxes, can you imagine what they would have done in the Founding Fathers' day over having to pay with federal, state, local taxes over 50% of your income in some states? Or you had a farm and it's been in your family for 150 years or something like that. And they're going to put a tax on it? If you don't pay them your tax, then they take your farm that your family had a land patent on from maybe even 200. I knew some people that had land grants from King George that were grandfathered in. Some people in the Carolinas. Anyway, you can also buy food. You put the statistics up and you watch, they're watching food. And if you were to go out and to buy one more can of Chunky Soup or 10 more cans of Chunky Soup and some Progresso soups and some beef stews and whatever it is you want to buy, but start to pump that number up on food, all right, and to store it back, long-term storage food, if you can get it, freeze-dried, dehydrated. And if you did that, that sends a shockwave because they say, uh-oh, they're stocking up on food again. They're stocking up on food again. They're getting ready to fight us. Pelosi, you better call down there and keep, you better tell them to, we need 14,000, 15,000 instead of the 10,000 troops to stay and guard Washington, D.C. Because you've got to get your $1,000 pint ice cream deliveries to come in there to your Sub-Zero or Wolf freezer. You want to know another thing you can do? I will tell you this. I'm going to whisper so nobody else will hear me. Buy crossbows. Buy longbows and plenty of bolts and arrows with the broadhead tips and also some field points and sharpen them up nice and you got little bodkin bits. Tips. Buy crossbows. Crossbows with a scope. Buy crossbows. Uh-oh. They're going to have to ban crossbows now, aren't they? Should have never let them come in back in medieval times. I'll tell you what. They're looking at all of that. They got like little sensors on all the different parts of the weapon spectrum and of the supplies and, supply and logistics kind of concerns. And defense concerns, firearms, ammunition. If they start seeing crossbows and bows go up, they're going to say, uh-oh. Well, the next thing they do, they're already trying to get rid of the bulletproof vest. If you still got any wherewithal and you don't have one, then the last time I saw them where they had a lot of them, the prices were real good, was Sportsman's Guide. Oh, Gary Olin out of Minnesota. Sportsman's Guide. And they had level 4. Oh, level. You know what level 4 will stop? A 308. Or lesser. They also have level 3s, level 3As. They also have level 3A helmets. They also have the PASCAD helmet equivalent. They're basically the NATO type that the Italians had. They had some of those. They had some of the British Kevlar helmets. So get them while you can get them. If you can get knee pads, elbow pads, shin pads. If you got night vision, if you need good night vision, Call Brother Steve Quayle, 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. And they've got night vision that's just incredible. They got a good fair price on it, and they've got some night vision stuff ready. Others you can't find somewhere. But Steve, I think, still has some. And if not, while you're there, you can always get a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold. But if you really want to do something also good, get Steve Quayle's books and tapes so that your children and your grandchildren will know why it is that you stood against evil for the Lord Jesus. But start to trigger off their sensors, you see. And if you get that red pen, you get that postcard, and you send it to old Mitch McConnell or Rona McDaniel, or you send it to McCarthy, or you send it to Pelosi, or you send it to Schumer, 75 million. What? The First and Second Amendment, 75 million, will not be deprogrammed. 75 million in the camps, question mark? You could then say, don't think so, right? But that's all you got to say. It reminds me of NAFTA, when old Bob Dole said when they were fighting NAFTA back then and people were making phone calls, doing faxes, that was the big king. You want to find out where the fax number is of your representative or your senator. Send them a fax, too. But send them something in the mail. That's just a postcard. So that it goes through, the message is sent to everybody. This is the old school stuff. Because they can now shut the internet down for you, can't they? They can shut the internet down for you, can't they? Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Fandango rings, I know you're ready, but... MMD. Use your high technology spacecraft. Strike some blows. Oh, yeah. Strike some blows. Or our founder have a gift. Mickey LaPua. Mickey. I'm not. For them old Jersey boys up there. And the Mars Hill gang. And the California nuts. Ladies and gentlemen, may the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil and make you get super fun spot. Prepare tonight for that which is getting ready to come. Stock up on your lamp oil, trim your wicks, get all of our medicine, food, water, firearms, ammo.